Today, the country marks the birthday of Martin Luther King Jr. When Dr. King's birthday became an official holiday in the mid-1980s, cities and towns named streets after him. With a new name, or even an old one, a street can be a symbol, moving like a river through a town, uniting neighborhoods or dividing them. Cultural geographer Derek Alderman explores these issues in a recent paper about the politics of naming streets after Dr. King. He found that over 500 cities or towns in the United States have streets named for the civil rights leader. He says the majority of them are located in southern states.
Most people really don't oppose the idea of honoring King. The issue really becomes, which street do you rename? And that often is really the center of the entire controversy. People who live on those streets may not necessarily personally identify with King as strongly as those proposing the street naming.
For example,
some of the most vocal opponents to street naming are often business owners located on those streets who will have to carry the burden of changing addresses, changing advertising, but it's often ordinary citizens who don't want to see their address changed, or they perhaps just don't see the commemoration of King as something that directly is relevant to them. And that's been a long-standing problem with the commemoration of King. Many people see King's holiday and streets named for King as primarily black in nature. They don't necessarily see King as someone who cuts across racial boundaries.
When you would question business leaders about not wanting to change the name of their business or the letterhead or stationery or whatever, did you find that there was more to it than that?
Well, most business owners, and this isn't restricted to just naming streets for King, but most business owners are very reluctant to change their address for very simple economic reasons that they cite. A few times when I interviewed business owners, every once in a while, you would hear a business owner express concern about how are people going to see my business now and where I'm located if I have a King address.
That's sort of what happened in Chattanooga, isn't it?
Yeah, it really did. We had a developer there who was very concerned about what impact having an MLK address would have on his ability to rent space in a new complex he was building.
But then you had another kind of situation in Brent, Alabama.
Yeah, where you essentially had a city very willing to rename a street for King, but when African Americans learned that it was going to be a street that leads to a dump, they voiced a great deal of concern, and the leader of the movement basically said, look, let's give King a street that he deserves, the type of visibility he deserves.
What other types of situations did you encounter?
In some cities, you actually have a case where two African-American groups, well-intentioned, proposed two very different streets to be renamed. And one of my case studies in a small town in the middle Georgia, I found that to be particularly the case, where you had one group that was essentially saying, we really want a major thoroughfare, one that cuts through the entire city, renamed. And another group was saying, we would prefer a street that's primarily in the residential part of the black community. One of the leaders, in fact, saw the meaning and purpose of naming a street for King as a way of actually consolidating and focusing the black community. So you actually can have people with very different purposes attempting to control the street naming process.
Now, you came across other places where it was settled very amicably. It was just done.
Yeah, in fact, I lived in a very small town in North Georgia, Greensboro, Georgia, and found that the whole process of naming a street in that city after King was very non-confrontational. And before we knew it, we had new street signs up on the street.
Where it is done amicably, does that tend to be in towns that decide the street should be in a black neighborhood?
Well, typically, and it's hard to make generalizations, but typically, most people in local politics, particularly if you're not necessarily an avid supporter of naming the street, really don't have any problem in naming a street that's primarily within the black community. It's only when you're about to move beyond the scale of the black community and really try to get into other parts of the city, and that's typically when it gets very controversial.
Derek Alderman is a cultural geographer at East Carolina University in Greenville, North Carolina.